With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The fourth and final GOP debate of 2023 is history.
A fiery fourth debate here at the University of Alabama with the four Republican candidates zinging each other on stage for 2 hours. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie taking a jab at the missing candidate, former President Trump, calling him the fifth guy who doesn't have the guts to stand here. Reaction here in the spin room to Trump's absence from Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com.
I think it was the right strategy not to show up at the debates when you're leading by that much to sort of lower yourself to the level of these candidates that are getting 3 or 4%. They're on stage and they're going to attack you.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The debate aired on the cable network News Nation. At least three people are dead after a shooting event at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Police say a fourth person's in critical condition. The shooter also confirmed dead. Reports say the 67-year-old shooter was a professor who was recently turned down for a job at the school. Also at SRNnews.com, 2 months after his historic ouster as House Speaker, Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy has announced he is resigning from his congressional seat in California.
McCarthy's announcement capped a stunning end for the one-time deli owner from Bakersfield who ascended through state and national politics to become second in line to the presidency before a contingent of conservatives engineered his removal in October. McCarthy is the only speaker in history to be voted out of the job. The 58-year-old McCarthy arrived in the House in January of 2007 after a stint in the California Assembly where he served as minority leader.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Taylor Swift is Time's 2023 Person of the Year. She beat out Barbie, and the prosecutors are former President Trump. This is SRN News. A California library is being sued.
Moms for Liberty recently hosted an event in a meeting room at the Yolo County Library on the dangers of allowing males to compete against females in sports. That is, they tried to host the event, but library officials shut them down after just a few minutes, accusing them of, quote, misgendering and violation of county policy. Moms for Liberty is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which has filed suit on First Amendment grounds. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Salvation Army reports that some Americans are going to extremes in their generosity again this year. The giant Christian ministry says solid gold coins worth thousands of dollars have been dropped in bell ringers' kettles in Iowa and Illinois. This kind of thing happens several times every year as the annual Christmas campaign takes to shopping centers across the nation. People have been known to drop expensive rings and large denomination bills in the kettles as well. This is SRN News. It was Sunday morning, 82 years ago today, America suffered its worst attack in history. On Monday, December 8th, President Franklin Roosevelt appeared before Congress.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
More than 2,400 Americans were killed, at least 1,000 others wounded. Nearly two dozen naval vessels were damaged or sunk, and some 200 aircraft destroyed. As part of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, American flags will be flown at half-staff. More details at srnnews.com.